this is sounds dorky, but are you lacing your shoes too tight?
So that was my original thought. I was like, maybe I'm lacing them too tight.
Yeah.
But then I didn't lace them tight for like a while and it still hurt. And I even like laced my shoes differently because the top of my foot hurt really bad. The top of my foot doesn't hurt bad anymore. God, I need to shave my feet.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Hobbit feet. But yeah, it starts like right here and goes up here. If I stretch my calf out though, So I'm wondering if my muscles are just super tight and it's causing foot problems.
Well,
I'm going to have Stacey look at it and she can give me her doctor advice.
Bonnie, she's not yet in school for that.
Well, who cares?
Yeah. Better than nothing. Better than my advice. Yeah. Bonnie, like, seriously massaged it, but, like, pressure point massage.
Yes.
And then she stretched it a little bit, and then I rolled it out with a tennis ball, and then I was running up and down my steps like normal. Yeah. Witchcraft.
Help me.
I know. Please help. Well, it was incredibly painful.
I can imagine.
But I told her, too, because once I realized it was, like, muscle pain or, like, from being tight and not, I didn't, like, really damage anything. Then I realized, like, yeah, I never stretch.
Yeah.
Like, ran 10 miles, jumped in the car, drove home. I think that day I went to a movie after, so I really didn't do anything. Who are you texting?
Sienna snapped me.
Oh. What is she doing today? Easter with mom?
Yep. Burrs at 5, so Mike has to dodge out of here around 5.
Oh, okay. But
it'll be fine.
No, I have people coming over for dinner, and my day was just all screwy. But Bonnie showed up out of the blue, and that's why I messaged you.
I thought they were coming.
Well, I wasn't sure they were going to stop at the house, because they take Wyatt to story time at the library, and then they do like shopping around Marquette.
Of course they do.
And then he's going to have swim lessons, I think, too. Or something else is coming up. Might be the summer swim lessons on Saturday.
That'll be fun.
But yeah, they did a few things in town today.
Get them trained in earlier. They'll be like me and won't know how to swim until they're 13. You actually taught me how to swim.
When did I do that?
In South Dakota.
Okay.
At the Happy Holiday Campground. You taught me how to swim, and that fall, I was on the swim team.
I mean, that makes me sound, like, really impressive.
You were really bitchy when you were teaching me how to swim, but you were also...
Well, you learned.
18.
I was 18?
And I was 17.
You had to have been younger than that, because...
I was probably 12.
I didn't go out west my senior year. I stayed home.
Yeah.
So I would have been, like, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Hey, Obi.
You were in your angst period.
I really haven't grown out of it.
Teen angst.
I'm still a bitchy teenager at heart.
Why? Why do I have to do this?
It never goes away.
Stupid.
Yeah. You're being dumb and I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not sorry.
Anyway. It's like the life of a cat, like Oberon right now. You're being so helpful.
He's helping.
I can't read my notes. Move, hog. He's going to bite me. Are you taking a picture?
That's pretty good. Okay.
Did you get the finger in there?
I did.
Okay, good.
Anywho.
Are we recording?
I think so.
All right, Mike, shut the door.
It's Saturday. What a weird time.
I know. Move. Hog.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to celebrate 4th of July early because it's mom's birthday and she requested that we go over Dark Skies, which came out in 2013. It's available on Netflix. Highly suggest watching it. You can also rent it on Amazon Prime for $3.99. It's an hour and 37 minutes, and it's directed and written by Scott Stewart.
Mom only wanted us to do this movie because we both hate it and are afraid of aliens.
Yeah, of course. That checks out. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the nightmares for the next week.
It stars Carrie Russell as Lacey.
Lovely.
People might remember her from Felicity. Mm-hmm. She was also in an awesome movie where she bakes pies called Waitress. Such a good movie.
That is really good.
Oh, so good. Josh Hamilton as Daniel. He was in 8th grade and The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Which I did not recognize him.
I didn't either.
And even when I look at like pictures of him now versus then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Caden Rockett as Sam. He was quite young when this filmed, so he wasn't in much mm-hmm. of anything. Dakota Goyo as Jesse. He was in Real Steel, Rise of the Guardians, and he was in Thor as young Thor.
Which is shocking.
Which is shocking to me, because he plays a little punk ass in this.
Yeah.
Not real, but kind of. Teenage.
Teenage boy.
And then J.K. Simmons as Pollard, and he was in Spider-Man and Juno.
That's it? Wasn't he on, like...
He's in a ton of stuff, but I didn't want to, like, list all of the things.
Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I remember him from.
Yeah. Anyway.
What?
This movie is very scary.
It is very scary. So it was written by Scott Stewart, right?
Yep.
Written and directed?
Yep.
He also wrote and directed Legion, and he directed Priest.
I could see that.
Have we done Legion?
For sure. No, but...
That's a good one.
It's a really good one.
It has the, what's his name in it?
The real skinny guy.
The real skinny guy. The real
skinny guy that's a really good actor. I follow him on Instagram.
I was going to say the cute guy, the cute poet guy from A Knight's Tale.
Yes. It also has him in it.
That's what I was thinking of. Yes. The real skinny guy and the poet from Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
We're good at actors.
He plays in Hellboy, and he was in The Shape of Water, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything, like, interesting to say about...
About what? About this? No, fuck this movie. It's terrifying. I watched it at night, and it was a terrible mistake.
I watched it during the... I watched it in the morning. I watched half of it, made some breakfast, and then watched the rest of it.
This was also the first time I've watched it since I have been sober. Because I would get drunk, and I would, like, watch scary movies.
Is it and it's more been, scary or less scary?
It's more scary. Of course it's more scary being sober, because you actually have to pay attention.
I've watched it both drunk and sober.
And it's equally terrifying.
It's equally terrifying. I would say it's probably, for me, scarier when I'm drinking because I'd watch it at night.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I watched it Friday morning and then had breakfast. Like, I had the whole day of sunshine to forget about the aliens.
But the thing about this movie is that a lot of the scary scenes happen in the sunshine. In daytime.
Thanks for that. I didn't think of that.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Running through the woods. Let's get into it.
I actually looked it up, like the Gallup polls on who, like, I'm like stuttering now. Maybe I'm like.
Oh, no.
Freaking out about the aliens. Like they do in this film.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So 33% of people in August of 2019 believed in alien spacecrafts.
I find that number low.
And then it went up to 41% in July of 2021, right after the government was like, yeah, there's UFOs.
Man, the past couple years... Just been a wild ride.
So in June of 2021, nobody fucking cared because it was still like COVID stuff. But yeah, the government.
Aliens.
The government declassified like some of their alien stuff. So this is my alien research I did.
Ooh.
Because I read the whole declassified document. And
wow, look at you. Good job.
So it's not UFOs anymore. It's UAP, which is unidentified aerial phenomena.
Okay. All right.
All right. And there's five types. There's airborne clutter, which could be like balloons, like random things floating around. Atmospheric phenomenon, like ice crystals in the atmosphere, like doing funky things. Industrial development, which is like military testing.
Yeah.
Foreign adversary systems, where like satellites going over, whatever, okay, from other countries. And then the last one is other.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
are there categories underneath the other portion?
The other is where they there's
no explanation.
There's no explanation. All right. So I didn't write down the year. I want to say since like 2016, 2017. There's 144 reports that fall in the other category.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
80 of them were detected by multiple sensors.
Yes.
And this is like through the government. This isn't just like people taking pictures. These are like government documented, like military cases. There was 18 incidents and 21 reports where they had unusual flight patterns. So it wasn't just unidentified. It was something like flying with a flight pattern.
Okay.
If
you can't tell and you are listening, Aaron and I are both heavily believers. We're alien nerds.
Well, I think we did Fire in the Sky.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it kind of seeped out there.
Yes.
But I didn't know all of this information. Wowzers.
And the percentage of people that think that aliens were like natural causes, like, oh, everything can be explained. There's no unidentified. Mm-hmm. That dropped by 10% after this the government documents
Were
declassified. Yeah, I also read with the Pew Research, which is also just like polling, 10% of people that believe in aliens believe that they are a major threat to the military. So if you believe in aliens, there's 10% of those people that think aliens are, we need to be concerned.
I believe in what Pollard said in this, that they've been here for years.
Oh.
I think they've been here for friggin' forever. But that's the lone gunman stance.
As you push up your glasses.
As I push up my glasses.
I like your hoodie. I'm a little jealous of it.
Thank you.
I just saw it. That's cute. Mm-hmm. Is it one of the things that you can pull up over, like, here, too?
I mean, yeah.
Like a turtleneck hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like funky neck shirts.
Okay. Now that I told you all of my...
That's super interesting.
...geeky alien stuff I read.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when I watch it in the morning, because then I can, like, flip through my phone all day long and find stuff.
Going to something maybe a little bit more lighthearted. Carrie Russell was the first and only choice for the female lead.
I saw that too. And she
does a great amazing. Job. Yeah.
It didn't win anything though, and I think it got fairly bad reviews because the storyline is a little wonky. It could have been longer and had more information, and it was kind of all over the place.
I think they could have done more with Pollard. Like the alien
He could have been more involved.
He could have been more involved.
I think so, too.
Anywho.
Well, this is about alien abduction and this poor family that gets tortured.
Yes.
Over the course of a couple weeks.
Yeah, I would say maybe less than a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It happens very quickly.
Because I noticed the streets are all decorated with, like, American flags for the 4th of July. And then the last night is the 4th of July. So it happens, like, pretty quick.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
What?
Last night, 4th of July.
Yeah.
All hell breaks loose.
Maybe that's when the aliens thought that they could sneak in because of all the noise. Mm. No one would know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugh.
It starts out and it is Anytown, USA.
Yeah.
It looks super wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
All the houses are very well kept. There's kids playing in the street, biking all over. Like, very suburban, like, cute little neighborhood.
Yes.
There's a cookout. Everything seems cool, normal, family stuff. The kids, like, they have a cookout. Everything's fine. At one point, the parents bring up their son's friend. They call him Ratface.
Well,
they don't like him.
The dad does.
The dad does.
The dad's kind of cynical.
And then that night, the kids are in their bedroom. There's a, what, he's like 15? 14, 15?
Jesse. Jesse is 13.
13. And Ratface is like 15, 16.
Yeah, he's older.
Okay.
And that comes up.
And then how old is Sam? 8?
7, 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the two brothers, they have walkie-talkies. That's how they communicate at night, like after their parents go to bed. And Jesse reads Sam scary stories.
This is something you and I would do.
Oh, yeah.
Have done.
Yeah, that's like just cute kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mom wakes up and everything seems fine.
Yeah.
This is like the first 20 minutes. Everything normal family life.
She goes in, tells Sammy to stop.
Yeah, she breaks up the kids, like, tells them to go to bed. The story that he's reading him is what about the Sandman?
The Sandman.
Taking his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is scary. I mean, you probably shouldn't read that to an 8-year-old, but whatevs.
You would have.
I would have totally done it.
Definitely.
So she wakes up and checks on the kids. She goes downstairs. And the refrigerator is trashed. There's food all over the house.
And she makes a comment, like, what kind of wild animal eats all of the lettuce but leaves the meat?
That leaves the bacon.
Vegetarian aliens.
I guess. I don't know.
I imagine aliens would be vegetarian anyway.
They would be?
I think so.
Like a higher life form?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe they eat people.
It's people.
And the patio door was open.
Yes.
That was like another like crazy thing. So she sees the mess, immediately runs over, shuts the patio door, which I am not sure I would do that. Just what in if case it was, like, there in was the house. An animal in the house still. You lock the patio door and turn around and there's like a bear sitting there. Like,
yeah, right. Hey, what's up?
Like, no, you want the door open. She also doesn't turn on any lights, which is my...
That's my go-to.
First reaction, turn on the lights.
Yeah.
This whole film is dark, though, too. Like, what, Sinister that we did?
Yeah.
Like, no one's turning on any fucking lights. Anyway. Nope. I turn on lights when I'm scared at night. And
maybe the aliens took the light bulbs. They don't.
I'm sure that's it.
They don't. They just don't turn on the lights.
Yeah, so in the morning, she comments that they, what kind of animal eats the lettuce?
Yeah, and doesn't the cop eat the comes bacon. Over.
The cop comes over, he kind of investigates. I mean, they didn't take it, nothing was stolen.
No.
Dad's looking for a job.
Yeah, they're kind of in a bad spot financially.
Yes.
So mom is a realtor, and dad is an architect, and he got laid off.
Yes.
And so they're trying to, like, cut back expenses and things like that. Or at least he is.
Kind of, like, tightening up the ship. Like,
which, this side story really irritated me. And I know that it's pretty common in households for, like, financials to be hidden. Like one person holds the financial information and the other person's just like, yeah, whatever. Like, we can go on this trip. And the person that does the finances is like... Sure.
Greg does all that.
Yeah.
I don't do
but
any
he,
of that.
But he, like, keeps you in the light but at
I'm,
least.
But I'm in the loop.
Yes.
And I'm not one to be like, let's go on vacation.
Right.
If I talk to him, hey, can we, like, swing this? Like,
yes.
Can we enter this race in Chicago? Can, you know what I mean?
Can we do
like,
this? Yeah.
Can we do this? It's not just like... Oh, we have so much money. I'm just going to buy whatever I want.
Right. So that annoyed me that he wasn't maybe a little bit more honest with
their situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's looking for a job. He didn't get a job that he had an interview for.
Yeah. And he lies to her about it, too. He's like, yeah, it went great.
Yeah, everything went great. Well, then he's sitting at his desk and has, like, their mortgage, and it's, like, 90 days past due.
Yeah. It's like 10 grand or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have stressors.
In this situation, and I realize, because you kind of get the idea, this is a suburban neighborhood, they only tell their, like, friends certain things.
Yeah.
Like, they do keep a lot of secrets.
It's to one kind of like, those.
Yeah.
Like rich people. What to, I imagine rich people would
to
be
To kind
doing.
Of, like, keep up appearances. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I was in that situation, or I should say Greg, because he makes way more money than I do.
Yeah.
But if he got laid off or fired from his job and was trying to find another job in his field,
wouldn't you ask neighbors?
In the meantime, he would get a job doing something else.
Doing something. Whatever.
Not like, I'm just not going to work for 6 months looking for my perfect dream job. Like,
who's that sound like?
Like, get a job, like, doing anything just to have money.
Just to have money, yeah.
Like, go get a job at Menards or something.
Yeah.
And it really annoys me that, you know, he's out looking for this job and I don't know.
Yeah, well, and at this point, too, they put in a security system in their house.
No, they'd had their normal, like, alarm system with the code at the door. Okay. They had that. They just never used it.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
But then the cameras, too. How much do you drop on cameras?
Oh, shit. Right?
Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Anyway. It just annoyed me that he couldn't find a different job to just pay the bills until something better came along.
Perfect suburban neighborhood. And
yes. Mom wakes up again that night, goes and checks all the kids. This is the first, like, big scare for me. All the food is balanced.
Yeah.
So now all the shit is out of the refrigerator and out of the cabinets, and it's perfectly balanced.
Cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In towers on the kitchen table.
And it's making quite an odd design on the ceiling.
Yeah. So somehow, I think it's the light from the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Is reflecting through all the shit that's piled up, all scary. And it's making, like, these spiral designs on the ceiling.
Yes.
Kind of like crop circles.
Kind of like markers.
Yeah. It also, that scene reminds me, and it's probably stolen from Poltergeist.
Yes.
When she walks in and all the chairs are stacked on the table. Mm-hmm. Because that, when I saw Poltergeist, that scared the shit out of me.
Yes.
Not expecting that.
Well, just like walking into the room and then like walking out and coming back and having like the room drastically changed. And you're like, what the fuck?
That was super scary.
What we learned in Oculus, though, it's just the people in the house doing it.
Yeah, it's the people. And mm-hmm. She did it mm-hmm. being when she was under a spell. She turns around and Sammy's there and he had a bad dream.
The Sandman visited him.
Yes. The Sandman stacked all the food and then went into his room.
Yep.
Fucking creepy.
Ugh. Kids are creepy. You're just creepy.
At this, so then next day, I should say Lacey, the mom, is showing a house to a family. They have a little girl. The little girl has a, what is that?
Oh. It's Sienna.
I'm scared.
Yeah, get me down the stairs.
The little girl has a inhaler, and then Lacey ends up telling the mom that to not buy the house so they can find something better. And she talks about how her oldest was like deathly ill when he was little and grew out of it.
Like allergic to life, essentially.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was allergic to everything. So she could have probably pushed it and sold the house to them, and she chose not to. Then she comes home, finds out that Daniel, her husband, lied mm-hmm. about getting a job. They're fighting that night.
Yeah.
The kids are radioing back and forth. Sammy's worried they're going to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Is Dad going to leave?
And go live in an apartment by the airport? That night... Oh, so after the police come the first time, they say, you know, start using your alarm.
Yeah.
Your house alarm. Mm-hmm. So that night, they set the alarm, go to bed. Burglar alarm goes off.
This part is so scary.
So scary. So he turns the alarm off. The security company calls to make sure everything's okay. He asks what sensor was tripped because none of the doors or windows on the first floor were open.
All of the sensors.
All eight of the sensors went off at the same time.
Entry points.
So he says, you know, how is this even possible? They say it's system error. Mm-hmm. They'll send a repair person.
Some hinky shit.
That is so scary. They also notice that they have, like, this giant bookshelf in their living room covered with family photos, and all the family photos are gone.
All the family photos are gone, and then there's Daniel scratching his ear.
Yes.
Like, you catch it a lot.
That's when he starts, like, scratching behind his ear. Cops come over the next day. He is kind of putting it on the kids. Has family life been weird? Has blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is how kids act out.
Mm-hmm.
Mom asks Sammy if the Sandman took the pictures. And Sammy responds with, "He told me not to tell."
God.
Little kids in scary movies are just awful. So then Daniel just, like, rules Sammy's room. Like, looking for photos. He's, like, having a freak out. He's stressed about work. He's stressed about everything.
Mom is standing there like, maybe we should get him to therapy. Like, so-and-so knows somebody. They go on a sliding scale. And he's like, did you tell them we have money problems? And she's just like, well,
what am I supposed to do?
We do.
Yeah.
Like,
it's obvious. You haven't worked in a long time. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
You know, I might as well just be honest. And that's when Daniel's also, like, scratching, and he says he got bit by something.
Yeah.
But he never tries to, like, look at it. He's just, like, itching a spot behind his ear. This is also, I mean, Daniel and Lacey fight a lot.
They fight a lot.
And he was also mad at Lacey for, like, not telling him about the nightmares about the Sandman, but then she's like, well, it wasn't really relevant. Like, he just
I don't think it was very relevant at the time.
No, I don't think so either. But he is mad at her for that. And then he's one of those guys that's like, oh, you're acting crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Which,
men are stupid. Some men. Not all of them.
I think it's mostly movie men, because I don't know any. I don't know too many guys like that in real life that are
thank God
crazy.
Yeah.
Then the next day is when they're at the park, and Sammy's, like, running around playing with his friends, and all of a sudden he's standing there and he'd peed himself.
I know.
And everyone's, like, pointing and laughing at him, but he's just standing there. Mm-hmm. And then Dad walks up to be like, hey, are you okay? Like, if you had to go, you should have told me. Like,
what's going on?
What's going on? And then Sammy starts screaming at the top of his lungs and doesn't stop.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's just creepy.
It's so creepy. Then Mom's going through some of his things, finds Sandman drawings. Finds a drawing of the Sandman.
Yeah.
At that point, birds attack the house.
Multiple flocks of birds fly into the house.
You don't know it's multiple.
You don't know flocks. It's multiple. But
that drink is just too much. I don't know if I'm going to be able to drink it. It's so lemony. It's, like, killing my mouth right now.
Ew.
Sorry. Anyway.
That's okay.
It's too lemony. Birds start flying into the house. I think it was 800 total is what they said. Because then it's not somebody from the DNR, but it's, like, Fish and Wildlife comes out. And they have, like, a, like, hazmat crew in, like, big suits picking up all the birds.
Well, because they don't know.
They don't know.
Diseased birds.
Well, at first they thought it was, like, some type of avian flu.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, the woman that's there, like, talking to them about it, says there hasn't been any reported cases in this county, but, you know, we'll check it out and get back to you. They talked to Sam about the park incident, And he said he went to the grass, was playing with his friends, and quoting, "And then I wasn't me anymore." Your face right now.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I wasn't me anymore.
This is when it really, what?
The door just like creaked open, but.
Oh, okay.
An animal.
So yeah. This is when it like really, really gets intense.
Yeah.
That night, mom wakes up, checks the kids.
Buckle up, kitty cat.
She wakes up, checks through the house, goes into Sam's room, sees a fucking alien.
But she doesn't know it's an alien right then. She just thinks it's like an intruder, that there was somebody in the house.
There was someone in the room.
But
Sam was in bed. Okay. Sam was in bed. There was somebody in the room standing over him. She turns on the light. Both the intruder and Sam are gone.
Knowing what I know of aliens and paranormal, seeing that outline in my kid's room, I would be like, fucking aliens. We're doomed.
It's aliens. We're fucked.
We're doomed.
So then Sam's outside. So they, like, catch Sam, like, sleepwalking across the lawn. He somehow got out of the house without setting the alarm off.
Nope.
Just vanished from his bedroom, was out on the front lawn in his underwear. Then Lacey tells Daniel, like, I saw someone in his room. I saw him and someone else in the room. Then all of a sudden, and that's when he doesn't believe her. Two, don't go getting crazy.
Wow.
Okay, I could see, like, not believing somebody, but I wouldn't be rude about it.
No.
I'd be like, what?
Mike would just kind of, like, roll his eyes and be like, okay, well, we'll, like, get cameras, like, if you think that that is going to help.
Yes.
He wouldn't be like, please don't get crazy.
Dad, the next day, rash behind his ear.
God, yeah.
Jesse goes to the house that his mom is trying to sell
mm-hmm.
with his friends to smoke weed and hang out or whatever. Yeah. He ends up kissing, like, his parents' friend's daughter, Shelly. Mm-hmm. And then he's biking home, and it's kind of like everything's going good for him, you know?
Great. There's, like, kissed chill the girl. Music playing.
Well, he's biking home, and as he's biking, the streetlights are going out behind
him.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But he gets home, cameras all through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Dad set it up so that he could watch the house. Understandable. He just, at this point, thinks somebody's breaking in. Lacey said she saw someone.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Where he got the money to put cameras all through his house, I don't know.
Who knows?
So he's watching. So with all this drama that's going on, I wondered why Sam and Jesse are not sleeping in the same room. Like, you would have totally been sleeping in my room if we thought someone was breaking in or mom saw someone standing over you at night.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought it was weird that they were still in separate rooms. I also wondered how Dad doesn't have a job, so why isn't he just up all night watching the cameras?
I don't know.
Like,
what else are you going to do?
So he's watching the screen in the morning, and there's a blur, and it starts out of the front door, it goes to the stairway, it goes from, like, bedroom to bedroom, then back to the hallway, then back out the door.
Yes.
He just thinks it's kind of weird at the time. He doesn't try to adjust
but it. But it, like, goes from...
Yeah, it goes from the front door. Like, it's something going through the house, blurring the cameras
checking
as it goes.
Checking everything out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really investigate that at all.
And I wondered, so we're familiar with, like, demon shit and ghost shit happening around, like, 2:30, 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Alien shit now is happening at 2:30, 3 a.m. Because that's when all of this stuff goes down.
I don't know. I do know that when I wake up in the middle of the night and it's, like, close to 3 a.m., I lay there until it's, like, 3:05. And then I'm like, okay, I'll go to the bathroom now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I can't remember, like, the last time I woke up at night. And I don't check my watch or anything when I wake up in the middle of the night because I don't want to know.
Oh, I usually do. I'm, like, obsessed with my heart rate.
Oh, yeah.
So I always look at my watch for my heart rate. What?
I looked at mine, too.
64.
Me, too.
Really?
Oh.
Look at us. All right. Mom's showing the house again. The buyers seem kind of interested. Younger couple. She says it's a fixer-upper. The house itself is very, very like 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
There's a couch in it with like plastic, floral couch with plastic over it.
And there's that like brick like entryway with like the pole that goes to the ceiling.
Yes.
Yes.
There's also one of the hanging lamps. Mm-hmm. It's like the pole lamp I have in my bedroom, but like the hanging version of it. I freaking love that lamp. Anyway, it's very, very outdated. So as she's trying to sell it, she has to sell it as like, oh, it's good. It's like this because you can do anything you want with it. Personally, I would keep it exactly how it was.
With modern tweaks.
A few modern tweaks. But for the most part, I dig that 70s show look.
Yeah. When I worked at the appraisal company, we always talked about like how things change and how 10 years from now, people are going to hate the white and gray with like the black trim and stuff. Like the farmhouse style. Everybody's like, going to hate that.
Or like laminate flooring.
Yes.
Because it's like the rage right now.
Yes.
People are going to be like, no, I want shag carpet, floor to ceiling in this bitch.
Let's fucking do it up.
Yeah.
Geometric shapes.
Why did they paint their wood paneling?
So retro.
Well, I'm just going off
That's okay.
course here. But when we went to look at our house, because our house still has the original 50s kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
When we walked in, she's like, shows us the living room and it's, you know, nicer.
Yeah.
Carpeted, nicely painted. And she says, yeah, the kitchen will need some updating. And I walked in. I'm like, no, it won't.
No, it won't.
It will not. Will not. So I must have just made her life. And like all the blue in the bathroom, like the blue tub, sink, and toilet. I looked at it. I'm like, no, we're keeping this shit forever.
Keeping it forever. Do you remember Dee's bathroom, the pink tile? Was it D's or am I thinking of maybe like...
Was it a seashell sink?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was D's. But that, I mean, I only went there like once.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. The house is outdated. Anyway, so she's trying to sell it to these people. I think they were getting convinced.
Yes.
And she just has a freak out. She starts to tell them something. And all of a sudden, she, like, can't talk. Like, she's trying to talk, but can't.
The scene is very scary. I mean, there are multiple scenes in this film that are scary.
The dad
one,
I think, is the scariest for me.
Yep.
They're like, oh, what's happening? Are you okay? Are you all right?
Like, Lacey.
She walks over to the patio door and starts smashing her forehead into it. Like, multiple times till the door cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Then she just wakes up at home in bed.
Do you think she sold that house?
No, it comes up later when she gets fired.
Okay.
No.
I thought they just laid her off for a little bit to work on her mental health. I don't know.
This sounds in between.
This was 2013. Mental health wasn't really a thing then.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
No.
I think maybe the guy that she worked for wasn't into it. Yeah. Well, that comes up in a minute. So she wakes up and she's like in a PJ t-shirt. Doesn't know like really what's going on. Like, I think she maybe thought she had a bad dream or something.
Yeah.
But it's 3 p.m. and she had a showing in the morning.
She lost 6 hours.
So she lost 6 hours. Her boss calls. They lost the client. They took their business elsewhere, which I don't know if I would do that.
I don't think I would do that.
Like, but I'm sort of compassionate to freakouts.
Yeah.
And you don't know. She could have been having like some weird kind of like stroke or like
seizure.
Some sort of episode.
Like
yeah. So I probably wouldn't have bailed on my real estate agent and went elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets laid off slash
whatever, fired, whatever happened.
Something. Yeah. Then she gets a call. Right after that, she thinks it's her boss calling back, and it's the woman from the wildlife department, and says, you know, we figured out some things, but I feel like it's just leaving us with more questions. It wasn't one flock of birds that got thrown off course that flew into your house. It was three separate flocks of birds that were drawn to your home.
Yeah.
Little fucked up.
Yeah.
Little bit. Then she sits down, like we all do, and deep dives the web.
I wrote that. I said, ooh, Lacey is deep diving on the internet. That's something to do at 11 o'clock at night when you have nothing better to do and just...
Yeah, down the rabbit hole. So she first looks up the bird thing. The bird thing leads her to other strange phenomenon that lead her to aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, pretty sold on
it. She's 100%.
Being aliens.
She's just like, yes.
She sees drawings that look similar to, or almost exactly the same, to drawings that Sam has done.
Mm-hmm. Loss of time.
The loss of time.
Yep.
So she, she's waiting at home for Daniel to come home to, like, confront him with this information.
Yeah.
He walks in, says, I have news. She says, I have news, too. He got a job.
So exciting.
So exciting. So then, obviously, she drops her, like, creepy-ass news that she was going to tell him. Like, maybe everything will be okay now. I also, this bothered me. He's out looking for a job. Beards are fine. Beards are great.
But, like, not
the... Trim that shit
up. Not the neck hair. Looking for a job.
No, it's not like a nice thick beard or like even like 5 o'clock look where it's short. It's untamed. Like, if you're looking for a job, maybe
you trim it up a little bit.
Trim it up.
Mm-hmm.
Neaten that up a little bit.
Yes. Anyway, I agree.
That kind of bothered me. Like,
no wonder you're not getting a job, dude. First impressions.
I also want to know how she got home. Like, she blacked out. Did she walk home? Did she drive home?
She probably drove home in a blackout.
Oh, that's so scary.
I know.
I don't like thinking about that.
No.
They decide, celebrate. Send the kids to the neighbor's house.
Whoever the fuck wants them, right?
Yep. They're partying. So they have a bottle of champagne.
Yep.
They're, like, in bed together, like, under the blankets, all making out. Like, oh, that's cute. Like, I hope it works out for them. I mean,
the shit doesn't, though.
Once again, mom wakes up.
She's a light sleeper.
She's a very light sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after, like, all their fooling around and some champagne. It seems like she'd be out for the night.
Yeah.
Anyway. Daniel's in the backyard.
Ugh. Well, she wakes up and he's just, like, not in bed. And she's just like, what? So she walks downstairs expecting to see fucking... the Taj Mahal on her dining
kitchen
room
counter. Yeah.
So she walks out. She sees the patio doors open. And she's like, okay. Goes to kind of shut it and then notices that Daniel is standing out in the lawn.
Yes.
Just standing there.
So she goes out to wake him up, assuming that he's like sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking.
He's got like his mouth wide open.
He looks like he is about ready to be stabbed by someone. Well, eyes. The eyes. Like, just like that wide-eyed.
He's got this terrified look on his face. I was stabbed. I would say more like a plane crash.
Ooh, he's got that's good.
A plane crash face. The plane's going down. Or he's seen, like, the world's scariest thing ever.
Which, yeah.
So his eyes are, like, bugged way out. His mouth is wide open. And then all of a sudden his nose starts pouring blood.
Like, gushing blood.
All down his shirt. Well, then he walks into the house and is just like, fine, what am I doing here? Why am I awake?
Yeah. Like, what's up?
Yeah. Well, then she tells him that she lost 6 hours. She shows him all of her alien research. And Lacey says she wants to talk to a guy in the city. Odd. Okay. He doesn't, he's still not down.
An alien expert.
The next day, Sammy's at a pool party. He's like getting more and more fucked up too. Like he's quiet, like kind of withdrawn from everyone.
Weird shit.
Well, one of mom's friends took him to the party. She's like, let's, you know, are you going to go swimming? I'll help you with your shirt. She goes to lift up his shirt and he is covered
in black and blues.
With bruises.
Black and blues.
Black and blues?
Yeah. Oh, you've got a black and blue on your shoulder. You've never heard that?
I mean, I've heard like you have a black and blue eye.
Oh.
Anyway.
Ugh, check out those black and blues.
He's covered with bruises and they're like probably like finger sized.
Yes.
And he's got like 50.
It's like a ton of aliens just grabbed him.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
So they're at the pool party. At this same time, Jesse and his friend are like running around in the woods acting like dummies. And that's when Jesse has a freak out.
Mm-hmm.
He gets running through the woods, kind of loses his friend, and then does the same thing that happened with his dad,
mm-hmm.
where he looks up, eyes roll back in his head, mouth wide open, like sort of like seizuring.
Mm-hmm.
So they take him to the hospital. The doctor says, you know, we don't know what this is. It's stress related. We couldn't find anything wrong with like his physical body.
Yeah.
Other than these weird circular marks that appear to be branded on him.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And wouldn't you say, like, I wonder where they were on his body, where, like, maybe he didn't see them. Like
on his back, maybe.
On his back, yeah. Or...
But, like, you would feel them, though.
You'd think so. I remember one night when we were little, you were sleeping in my bed, and you had drawn all over your legs with markers.
That sounds right.
And you were a sweaty kid. So you're like sweating the bed. I am too. I'm sweating all the time.
Sweaty mess.
You woke up. Or no, I woke up and I had weird marks all down my leg. And I was like spazzing.
Aliens. You thought it was aliens.
I thought it was aliens. And it was because your bare leg sat next to like my bare leg. What?
He's going to take Sienna.
Oh, okay. Your bare leg was like pressed up against my bare leg, so you like your Crayola markers art got printed down my leg.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So then they talk about like protective services coming in,
which
fair enough
would
yeah.
be a thing. Yeah.
Daniel then goes to beat up Ratface,
which
like what did you do to my kid?
Would you have done that? I don't know.
No. I would maybe call
the dad.
The parents.
Yeah.
So Daniel goes over there and starts like roughing up the kid. Well, then the kid's dad punches Daniel out.
As you would.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, the friend's name's Karen. So then they get home from that big ordeal.
Well, then
Karen brings Sammy home. And mom and dad get in another huge fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bad fight. Because mom is now blaming dad that he's the Sandman.
Yeah.
Like, how does this look? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Where is he getting these bruises from? Who's going in his room at night?
Mm-hmm.
So then they start to turn on each other. Then dad has the dream that Sam doesn't have eyes.
Yeah.
Which is super scary.
Yeah.
He wakes up from that dream and then he sits down and he does what I would have done in the first place. He watches the video frame by frame of where it's like blurred. Guess what he sees? Fucking aliens.
The Sandman.
Yes. Then he decides that he's like ready to believe and they go and meet with Pollard.
But he's not really ready to believe.
No, he's still skeptical, but he's willing to, like, at least go talk to him.
Entertain the idea.
What I didn't know, because I haven't watched Close Encounters for a long time, is Pollard reads off a little questionnaire.
Yeah.
They do a little quiz to see if they're really being abducted.
Well, they show up, and yeah. Pollard is just like, yeah, like, excuse the cats. You know, I had to move out of the suburbs and into the city to a place that doesn't allow dogs because dogs can sense them. And,
yeah,
like, cats don't care, which checks out.
Fair enough.
Cats don't give
cats
two
don't
fucks.
Give a shit. Well, it's because he's also being abducted and, like, experimented on. So would you want your dog barking and alerting you that, like, something terrible is going to happen to you?
And that's what he says. He's just like, I don't fight it anymore.
Like, yeah. Well, he goes through the quiz to, like, weed out the wackos. But the test that he gives them where he's asking them questions like ringing in your ears, lost time, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're very similar to the questions that they ask in Close Encounters. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. The first question he asks, they are both like, no, like, not, like that's
bright
not,
lights. Bright lights was the first
bright
one.
Bright lights above the house. And then it goes into any loss of time, ringing in the ears, unusual markings, either on yourself or like in your house, essentially. And then there's something about like
allergies.
Yeah.
Have you had any like illnesses, blah, blah, blah. Well, then that's when it comes up that Daniel has the spot behind his ear. And Pollard asks to look at it. And when he folds his ear forward, it looks fucked up. And he's like, oh, it's just a rash. And he's like, oh, yeah, you have an implant.
Yeah, this one didn't take as good as some of them.
Then he goes through the different types of aliens. The grays are the most popular. Then Lacey asks, like, why us? Like, what makes us special? What, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. And he said, nothing. We're lab rats.
Yeah.
And not only are you lab rats, so your life is normal. It turns into a complete nightmare, like a lab rat. And the aliens use your fears against you.
Yeah. So they talk about, like, well, when did this start happening, you know? And Pollard's just like, the invasion already happened.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's not going to be some big catastrophic thing.
They're already here. They've been here.
Yeah.
They...
like death and taxes.
It also comes up that they're like, okay, who is the first one that had like an encounter with these, with the beings?
Right.
Because there's a good chance that that person will be abducted. And they assume it's Sammy because Sammy is the first one that talks about the Sandman and drew the pictures and all that. So he basically says, like, stick together as a family. You need to try to fight them if you can, but there's a good chance Sammy will be abducted.
Yes. And he goes through the types of aliens. There's the grays, there's the insectoids and reptilians. And he's just like, I highly discredit anybody that says anything about reptilians. That's just ridiculous. And Daniel's just like, yeah.
It's so ridiculous. And then he also mentions that when they start visiting, it starts out as pranks. They do funny little things. Trash the fridge, you know, pile everything on the counter. And then it ends like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, just your life gets shittier and shittier until something bad happens.
And the mom, like, walks in. Like, she goes to, like, wash her face off and stuff. And she walks into Pollard's other room. And the other room is just covered in missing children.
It's so sad. Mm-hmm. Well, his whole place is very, like, conspiracy theory-esque. There's books stacked everywhere.
Like,
he's got, like, newspaper clippings
like
everywhere.
It looks like Mulder's office times 20.
Exactly. So what does the family do? Well, Dad goes out and buys a gun, a rifle or a shotgun or something, big gun. He needs something that can pack a good punch at close range. And the guy's like, what?
Okay, well, we have this variety.
come this way. They go and adopt an aggressive German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
They board up all the windows in their house. Jesse takes off. When he comes back, he tells his dad that he knows something's coming. He says, call the police. Dad says, police aren't going to be able to do anything about
it.
Right. at dinner, it's really creepy because it's the 4th of July. The whole house is boarded up. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there kind of eating dinner, but kind of like...
It reminds me of the dinner scene in Signs. When Mel Gibson like makes all of the, like whatever any of his kids want and stuff.
Because it's the end of the world. So
at the table.
Yeah.
Eat your mashed potatoes.
That's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're watching the fireworks on the TV and they kind of come around and they're like, do you remember your first 4th of July?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? And they're having like a good family bonding moment. The TV starts to go wonky. The dog flips out. They immediately all split up.
And Jesse is there like, what are we doing? We're supposed to stay together.
Yes. Well, Dad has the gun and the dog at the front door. Lacey takes the kids upstairs, shuts them in a room and leaves them to,
yeah,
like, go back down. Like, it's a decent sized house too.
Yeah.
It's not like a small house where they can still see each other.
And like Pollard, when he was talking to them, was just like, you need to make it so difficult for them that they just like give up.
That they give up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand that. That's like good logic.
Yeah.
They split up. Mom has a knife. She's creeping down the hall because their bedroom TV turns on.
Yuck. Yuck.
Directly behind her, alien.
And you see, like, the fingers first.
Yes.
And then you see her face and there's a fucking alien behind her. The worst.
It's the worst. She goes into the bedroom. Well, the screws on all the boarded up windows start just popping out.
Mm-hmm.
There's super bright lights outside of the house. The family all gets together and hides in the bedroom. Sammy runs out and Jesse chases him. As Jesse's chasing him, it like fades out from his house to the rental house.
Mm-hmm.
This part is scary.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's scary, but this part's like crazy. So he walks into the rental house where he'd been partying with all his friends. His mom is dead on the floor.
Yeah.
His dad said something like, you're right, it is all my fault,
mm-hmm,
and then shoots himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sees his friends, and they're, like, watching a porn in the room, and that disturbed him. Like, he didn't, like, he watched it in the beginning of the movie with his friend, and he just wasn't into it. So he sees his friends. Well, then he sees Sammy again, and when Sammy turns around, he doesn't have eyes.
Yeah.
So he's living in a fucking nightmare.
Yes.
At that moment, though, he kind of like snaps out of it for a second because then all of a sudden he's back in the house, his own house. Mm-hmm. Parents and Sammy are all standing in the bedroom doorway. Jesse is surrounded by aliens and he like, at the last second, like, notices, like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
And then he's gone.
Yep.
Now, as a parent, I'm not a parent, so I'm going to say if it was Frank surrounded by aliens, I would run in there and try to grab Frank.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, I'm saving Frank. I wouldn't stand there and let him be surrounded by aliens and vanish.
Fight, flight, or freeze, and they froze. They froze.
Mom has a knife. Run up there and stab one of them aliens.
Ooh, alien blood. Wild.
What if it's like acid?
What if it's acid?
But she doesn't do anything. Like, none of them do anything. Uh-oh. They just stand there. But maybe they were kind of like blacked out too.
Yeah.
So by the time they like came around, they just saw like that last 2 seconds, mm-hmm, of him vanishing. Well, they then move into an apartment in the city, I'm, mm-hmm, assuming. Lacey is going
this is
through...
3 months later.
3 months later?
Yep.
I wonder why it wouldn't have... It seemed like it would have been sooner than that.
Yeah. Well, they had to do, like, court hearings and stuff because, like, the parents were, like, Lacey and Daniel were suspected of foul play.
Well, And yeah, Daniel's on the phone in the apartment and he's like, you're my lawyer. You at least have to pretend to believe me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they went kind of bananas and then he went missing and the other boy's covered with bruises. Yep. And
well, probably not anymore.
They move into an apartment. Lacey's going through boxes and she finds some of Jesse's drawings from when he was little. And realizes that he was the one that the aliens had first made contact with. Because he has drawings of him hanging out with aliens.
Yep. Just chilling. Chilling outside his house.
Why? She took the time and energy to save those drawings until he was like a teenager. Wouldn't you think like...
It would have, like, dawned on you. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I guess I have no kids. Stacy's house, they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, the drawings aren't there, but, like, when we first started going over, I remember, like, we hang out in their kitchen, though, too. The kids' drawings on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Like, I can still picture them in my head.
Yeah.
Because one of them, I can't remember what the...
Is it an alien?
No.
No.
I can't remember what the word was supposed to be, but the way it was written in child's handwriting, it kind of looked like purgatory.
Oh.
That's not what it said at all, but that's like kind of what it looked like, and it stuck in my head. And then there was like a little wheel drawn on like a bear belly, something like that. But I remember it.
Yes.
If a kid drew a picture of a fucking alien, like...
I would remember it.
You're going to remember it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she realizes that they were wrong, that they were really after Jesse the whole time.
Because Jesse was sick, like a lot when he was a kid.
And he was sick as a child and grew out of it. Do you think that would have changed the outcome of the movie at all?
No.
Because, yeah, the aliens came and took him anyway.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Now, Sam is unpacking his things. And he pulls out a walkie-talkie, and he hears Jesse talking.
Do you think that there could have been a sequel at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think they should just, like, let it lie?
They left it open for a sequel.
Because Pollard does say, like, every once in a while, like, a kid will, like, come back. But it's rare.
So, there could be a sequel where he comes back.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
Or the parents go completely bananas and, like, try to figure out a way to, like, lure the aliens and get the kid back. Or, like, something weird like that.
Yeah, Sammy finds the walkie-talkie and Jesse is talking. And Sammy in his little kid voice is just like, command control? And it's just so sad. I can't even imagine if, like,
you
went missing.
Oh, I know.
When I was younger, like, the fuck?
So he's, like, talking. We did kind of, Greg and I both chuckled at the end of it because we're both Supernatural fans.
Mm-hmm.
So the very last line before the screen goes black is on the walkie-talkie, Jesse says Sammy, but he says it like, Sammy, like, really aggressively. Oh. I'm like, oh, it sounds like Dean Winchester.
Oh. Yeah. No, this movie, no.
No.
Just no thank you.
This I agree.
Probably be one of the last times I watch this. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm over it.
I say that a lot.
Greg thought we were going to watch... Greg got it confused with The Fourth Kind.
The Fourth Kind is a really good one, too.
Yeah.
But The Fourth Kind got a lot of shit because they pulled a Blair Witch where they made it look like it all actually really happened.
Yes.
But in this day and age, that's kind of frowned upon and like people got real pissed off. And so there
should be like a realistic found footage.
Yeah.
Is that like
there was something tied in with the people that they used in the film and it got like shit on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But anyway.
So Greg's like, I don't remember this at all. I don't remember what happens. And yeah, he did that in the last one too, but in The Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this movie is really good, especially if you are an alien believer. I think it's scarier if you're an alien believer because, like...
Well, of course it's going to be scarier.
It's just, like, everyday shit.
Yes.
It's just everyday shit. you know.
Well, their life goes from being like relatively normal to like a hot mess.
And you can't fight it. I think that's what bothers me. You know.
Well, see, yeah, that's why alien films scare me, because a serial killer, you just run away from them. You hide from them. You know, you can like get away. But this is almost like Conjuring, where, oh, you can move, but now you're the one that's haunted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not a haunted house. It's not a haunted kitchen table. It's you're being haunted. So you can go wherever you want and you're still going to be tormented.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. That's freaking scary.
At the beginning of the film,
Paul Bettany.
Yes. Oh, he's the best.
Just
boom. The best. And I follow him on Instagram and he always posts like a ton of stuff.
Cool.
So cool. He's in Crimson Peak.
Okay.
As like the red thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, the opening thing in this film, and I didn't say it because, you know, I was just scared, but it's a quote from Arthur C. Clarke.
Okay.
And it says, two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe or we are not. Both are equally terrifying.
Well, that goes along with the Fermi paradox.
Yes.
Which you read about that, right? Yeah. Where is everybody? Like, we live in this universe where there's obviously other life in it somewhere.
Yes.
But where? Why haven't they been here?
Where is it?
Why haven't they popped by?
Because humans are awful.
I mean, for the most part, I wouldn't come here.
If I were an intelligent being, more intelligent than humans, and let's be realistic, humans are stupid.
Tell me how you really feel.
Would never come to Earth.
No.
No. Yuck. No. War, famine, plagues. It's just awful.
Because we're like on the way to like idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. But this is... So that's Dark Sky, everyone. If you want to hear more theological conversation, we have another podcast. No, just kidding. We don't.
That would be funny, where it's just us bitching about everything in life.
There are podcasts where it's just people bitching.
I will bitch about something. Have you noticed that at the grocery store, things are all like a dollar more than they used to be?
Taco Bell's fucking expensive.
Oh, I did. I talked to you about this.
Yes.
Because the sale price is now more than the original price from like 6 months ago.
Yes.
I'm going to start growing my own vegetables, I think.
Yeah.
Become a vegetarian. I'll grow my own vegetables. Boom.
Yeah, for sure. No, because Taco Bell is like double the price now.
Yeah.
Than it was a year ago, even.
Agreed. Like, it's very sad.
Mike and I went there, and we get a lot of stuff from Taco Bell, but we spent like $30.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
It sucks.
Ramen noodles also have gone up.
Oh, yeah. I told you that. Ramen noodles on sale for 30 cents. I'm like, no, they're supposed to be 20 cents.
They're supposed to be 20 cents normal.
Anyway.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, ramen. Like, what is that?
Anyway.
This is Mom's birthday episode.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Whatever. Happy birthday, Mom.
All right. Anyway, I think that's it. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram at /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review, and a website, /yourmoviereview.com.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night and a good week. We will bitch about things later.
For sure. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.